I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom,
what is up, Wisconsin? How are you? Happy Friday. We made it. Another week is done. Whew. I hope your Friday is going as well as mine is. We got a packed show for you today right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I got Cal with me on the boards. Senior producer Jamie going to help me out today because, of course, it's Friday. And so at 3 o'clock, we're going to do that fun segment called Ask Maggie, where you, the listeners, get to ask me absolutely anything you'd like. And I, at least hypothetically, have only 30 or 60 seconds to answer. If you'd like to get in on that action, if you've got questions for me about basically, well, anything, sports, pop culture, you know, or politics, you can email your questions to askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That's askmaggie@civicmedia.us, or text them and just say it's for Ask Maggie on Fridays at 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. We're going to round out the show today, of course, with your friend and mine, Terry Barr, who brings us what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin. She'll join us at 3:30, but we've got a very, very special guest planned for us today. I'm going to be joined by Wisconsin Congresswoman Gwen Moore. I cannot wait to talk to Gwen. And if you don't know this, Gwen is quite the spoken word artiste. We've got a little of that sound for you. She is always engaging and has been doing her best on behalf of Wisconsinites, trying to get some answers as to what Elon Musk is actually up to. There's been a flurry of legal filings and arguments made this week, none of which make any sense, of course, about what Elon Musk's actual job in the administration may or may not be. So we're going to talk to Representative Moore about all of her work to try to get some clarity there and to try to make sure we don't have an unelected billionaire overlord basically running the federal government. So lots to talk about. I'm going to focus our first half hour today on the SAVE Act and also this new legislation introduced in Missouri to basically, I don't know, track women's pregnancies. It's very, very bizarre. But I wanted to start, as I have been as of late, with a few quick things from the news. Just breaking within the last hour, Judge Ho, he is the federal Article III lifetime appointed judge in the Southern District of New York, who had the Eric Adams corruption and fraud case. So he is the judge that is hearing the directive from the U.S. Justice Department to dismiss those cases. You know, the ones that we've talked about, creating all of these mass resignations of people put into certain positions by Trump. So these were Trumpers, very conservative lawyers in the Department of Justice, resigning in protest rather than execute Pam Bondi, Attorney General Pam Bondi's, and Deputy Attorney General Emil Bove's directive to dismiss these fraud and corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. Just in the last hour, federal judge David Ho held a hearing where he took the trial date off of the calendar, but he has, for the time being, frankly, to my shock and surprise, has refused to just grant the Department of Justice's dismissal request. Now, remember, it's a dismissal without prejudice, which is basically Donald Trump's way of extorting Eric Adams into doing whatever the hell he wants as long as Eric Adams remains mayor. Because, of course, when it is dismissed without prejudice, it means that Donald Trump's personal little gang of lawyers can go after Eric Adams at any time if Eric Adams doesn't toe the Trump line perfectly for the next few years. So it was a dismissal request without prejudice. Again, Judge Ho refusing to dismiss the case and going a step further. If you can believe this, folks, I never thought I would see this. I'm going to tell you why this is really extraordinary. Judge Ho appointing an independent lawyer to effectively not just look into the government's claims about why they're requesting dismissal. And Judge Ho, again, asked the lawyers, asked Emil Bove very specific questions trying to interrogate whether or not this was a very clear quid pro quo, which is what the resigning attorneys claimed Emile Bove stated as much in a memo to them directing them to dismiss the case. Judge Ho assigning an independent lawyer to look into the claims, the justifications made by the Justice Department for the basis of the dismissal, and asking this lawyer to possibly, looks like, make arguments to oppose the dismissal. In other words, he's got a defendant who clearly doesn't want the case against him to proceed. He's got the Department of Justice, the prosecutors, asking to dismiss the case. But given the controversies here, Judge Ho asking a lawyer, an independent outside lawyer, to effectively make the arguments to the contrary. Now, who this lawyer is, would you believe, everybody? Maggie Dawn has a connection to this guy, and he has a Wisconsin connection as well. The lawyer's name that Judge Ho is tasked to do this, this just happened an hour ago. He is a guy by the name of Paul Clement. Paul Clement is like a conservative lawyer among conservative lawyers. His bona fides are absolutely unquestionable as a conservative, as a Republican, again, and as a high quality, extraordinarily gifted lawyer. He's argued more than 100 cases before the United States Supreme Court, and he was the Solicitor General for the United States of America. That's different from the Attorney General. Attorney General does all the criminal stuff. The Solicitor General does the civil stuff on behalf of the United States government. He was the SG under H.W. Bush. Now, here's my connection to Paul Clement. By the way, he was born in Wisconsin. He's a Wisconsin native, went to Cedarburg High School. So very local boy. I had just finished my clerkship for a Reagan-appointed Article III judge in the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, a guy by the name of Michael Caney. Because Paul Clement had this local Wisconsin connection, because I had clerked for a conservative judge appointed by a Republican president, a couple colleagues of mine recommended that I apply for what is called the Bristow Fellowship, which is a fellowship within the Solicitor General office, which you can only qualify for if you have been a U.S. Appeals Court clerk or a U.S. Supreme Court clerk. That was me. So I applied for the job. I got through the first round or two, got an interview. I think they might have smelled a bit of a rat because I was not a dyed-in-the-wool Republican, never got the fellowship. But it was a really cool process. And again, Paul Clement, by all accounts and regards, a gifted, smart, honorable, conservative lawyer. That is who Judge Ho, no mistaking what his thinking here is, it has asked to look into this matter and be, frankly, the arbiter of hopefully some truth and fact here. So watch this space. Now, on the air, I had said before that I really didn't think Judge Ho had any space to refuse to dismiss the case. And my rationale was simply this. How is it that you would have a prosecutor's office, here the Department of Justice, in this, and specifically the office in the Southern District of New York, but the U.S. Department of Justice is saying, we don't want to prosecute this case. How the hell would you not dismiss a case? What if the prosecutors don't want to prosecute it, what are you going to force them to prosecute? I don't know what the result here would be. Maybe a Judge Ho sua sponte, meaning a judge acting of his own volition without, not in response to a motion or request for a party. Maybe he sua sponte attempts to appoint a special prosecutor. Then do we end up back in the alien canon quagmire of our special prosecutors even constitutional? I don't even know if a federal judge has ever done this. It's kind of insane, everyone. But Paul Clement, I'm going to sit here right now with each and every one of you. That is a damn fine lawyer. I wanted to work for him, not because I personally align with his political viewpoints or because I, even back then, was a conservative. I wanted to work for a lawyer who's brilliant, whose track record of being absolutely at the top of his game was, again, unquestioned in legal circles. And frankly, I love working for people that are brilliant, smarter than me, and think differently than me. That is why I wanted to work for then Solicitor General under the George H.W. Bush administration, then Solicitor General Paul Clement. So stay tuned, watch this space. I will continue to bring you updates because I think this one is just mind-blowing. I am fascinated by it. Of course, I will keep you updated as your lady lawyer and legal eagle, economist extraordinaire here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Whew, that was not a quick thing. That was a long thing, but it was one of my quick things for this afternoon to get us started. A couple other quick things. Apparently, the Trump administration is going to be dismantling the U.S. Postal Service, which has for some nearly 80 years been an independent agency. He's going to bring it under his administration. I just have to say this. If you live in the rural parts of Wisconsin, is this going to do well for you? Is this going to help people in a lot of very Trump-leaning districts have better access to mail? Is it going to help small businesses? No, of course not. That's insane. Small businesses rely on the USPS for as cheap and as affordable shipping as you can possibly get. All of this thrown into, I don't know, some sort of chaotic black hole of what in the heck is the guy even doing? Does he know? No, he doesn't, because Elon's in control, the billionaire overlord. There are a total of 70 human avian flu cases. That's my next quick thing. Watch this space as Trump and RFK Jr. dismantle the Centers for Disease Control, firing lifelong scientists, apolitical scientists, doctors, immunologists, up and down the CDC and the National Institutes of Health. I'm sure that'll turn out fine for this slow-moving, potentially disaster of a problem surrounding avian flu. In the state of Wisconsin and Michigan, hundreds of thousands of birds have been culled from their flocks because of the avian flu. Watch this space. I got one more quick thing when we come back, and then I'm going to talk to you about the SAVE Act and this insane law that has been introduced in the state of Missouri. Keep it locked, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're all about real news and great conversation. Join this one, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Back with more in just a moment.